Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, two down, one to go. Take you to the 1 o'clock hour here, the Fan Sports Network. Then we'll turn it over to Ducks Insider. Boss Man's not in the building. That means they be traveling. They be traveling. Headed to Iowa. So you'll catch Ducks Insider from 1 to 2.
Sure, that's a big airport.
The Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3, and then is prime time, baby. From 3 to 7, take you all the way home, finishing up 13 hours of live, continuous, local, regional sports talk radio.
Yeah?
Just going to sit here quietly and wait out the clock.
There you go. Tick, 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 tick.
Coming up this hour, we will get into a little Blazers expectations on the road trip.
Yeah, you know, the first real roadie.
First real roadie of the year. It's not the I-5 corridor. It's actually heading out east in a conference of a bunch of really crappy teams.
Well, they get the one Eastern game, and then the rest is West, right?
It's
Miami.
I ain't going to lie. I didn't look at
it. Houston, Dallas.
I was going to look at it in like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, they play Miami?
Because it's November basketball.
Wow.
Well, you know, you should stick to ball, Danny, so.
Right.
We'll get you back on track, but I'm going to need you to fake it here for a little bit, all right, if that's all right? And so let's get into this, all right? We talk a lot on this show about identity, and especially in college football, about how identity is extremely important because it can dictate a lot of how your games can be predicted. Mm. The identity of Iowa, we have been talking about ad nauseum all week for good reasons. They probably have the most rock solid identity of anybody in college football.
And have for some time.
Because look, even Kirby's changed. The identity of Georgia has changed. It used to be a defensive stalwart, and now it's scoring more points, but the defense breaks sometimes, but it's fourth quarter. Like, everybody changes. Iowa has been consistent. But looking at this from a conference perspective, okay. And I've been listening to a lot of people on this station and some other places as well, kind of talking about, especially when it comes to the college football playoff, what conference is going to get what? Who's going to get how many? You know, I think there is a real situation in which the Big Ten doesn't get three teams in. I don't think it will happen, but I think there is a real situation in which it could.
Okay.
That it's just Indiana, Ohio State. Because look, the Big Ten is very, very top heavy right now. There's not a lot going on in the bottom. You know, we're talking about Purdue, Wisconsin. Those guys don't have conference wins, period. UCLA fired their coach and somehow won games. But if they didn't fire Sean Foster, they'd be terrible too. The SEC is a little different. They are a little more spread out. If I told you at the beginning of the year that the second to last place team was going to be the South Carolina Gamecocks, you would have called me crazy. Because they had some nice expectations. And I know the SEC gets propped up a little bit. But their identity is big games every single week, insane road environments, and defense and NFL players. Let's be real, right? Mm-hmm. SEC's identity is NFL players. You throw it over to the Big 12. What's their identity?
Chaos. Yeah.
Spin the chamber and see what happens.
Yeah, it's Big 12 is the new Pac-12. It's just unmitigated chaos.
In the conversation we were having about would you want the stability of an Iowa or the instability of somewhere else? Do you like that chaos? If you live in, let's say you live in Big 12 land and you are an Oklahoma State fan or an alumni, okay? They're out of it. You're in a complete rebuild, but you've been watching all these teams for your entire life, so you watch the conference like a sicko every weekend.
Sure.
Like we do with the Pac-12. Now we do with the Big 10, et cetera. Are you happy about that chaos in your conference? Or do you want an Ohio State, Oregon, Bama, Georgia continuous onslaught every single year?
I think as a fan, you want the chaos in the sense of like the product, because that's very reminiscent of the Pac-12. But we've seen that if you don't have those anchors, you don't get the respect. You don't matter as much. That's why the Pac-12 got the disrespect that they got. And I was looking at this and I wanted to kind of see where teams kind of stacked up just kind of like identity-wise in the conferences. So I was just kind of looking at the points per game of across conferences kind of a deal. And like in the SEC, Tennessee, how many points per game do you think they're averaging?
33.
44. A&M is averaging 30.
And they have three losses?
Yep. A&M's averaging 38. Vandy's 38. Ole Miss, 36. Arkansas, 35. Missouri, 35. Alabama, 34. Mississippi State, 33. And Georgia, 32.
You know, they say this isn't your grandparents' SEC anymore. Dude, this ain't my SEC anymore.
No, it's not. So, and then
I once watched a 9-6 or a 6-3 Alabama Georgia game.
But you look at the scoring defenses. Oklahoma's giving up 14 a game. Texas, 16. Missouri, 17. Auburn, 18. Alabama, 18.
See, that's
LSU,
wild.
19. Georgia, 20.
That's wild that people are clamping down so much, yet other people are scoring so much. Seems a misleading stat.
I mean, a lot of it, you know, the non-conference will kind of slide some of that. But if you look at the Big Ten, you look at the scoring offenses, you've got Indiana at 46, Oregon at 41, USC at 40, Ohio State at 37, Washington 36, Illinois 33, Nebraska 33, and Penn State and Iowa, that's weird, 32.
Shout out Iowa.
Okay, so a lot of points being scored there, but you look at the scoring defenses. Ohio State's giving up 7, Indiana 11, Iowa 13, Oregon 14, Northwestern 17, Michigan 17, Nebraska 18. Nebraska's 19. No, 20.
That seems to me a little bit like they're the same in the Big Ten and the SEC.
The top 7 or 8 in scoring and defense are very, 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 very similar. Which I think if you just ask that in general, most people would not believe that. Meanwhile,
no way. I would never believe that. That top to bottom, like if you give me the top half, I would never believe the top half of the Big Ten is the same as the top half of the SEC.
As far as like scoring and defense.
Exactly. Like
blind resume, what does it look like?
It doesn't shock me that SEC teams are propped up more in the AP pool because it just means more down there. It's the SEC, Powell,
and
all that
Herb
stuff.
And Herb Street got mad. Do you see that? Herb Street got frustrated that he says there's no ESPN bias towards the SEC. And I'm like, Kirk, I love you. Shut up, dude.
That is not true.
It's your product. It's the one that you're pimping. It's okay, but don't act like you don't.
That being said, though, I would without a doubt tell you that the SEC top to bottom in those metrics would blow the Big Ten out of the water. That is a shock. That is a surprise to me.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
How similar they are.
They're very similar. If you look at the Big 12, Texas Tech leading the conference and scoring at 44, then Utah at 40, BYU at 36, TCU at 35, Arizona at 34, Baylor at 34, and who am I missing here? Arizona at 34, Baylor at 34, and then Kansas at 31. That's the top 8 in scoring. Now, if you look at the defense, though, I was like, oh, that's interesting. You've got Tech at 13.2, Utah at 14, BYU 17, UCF 19, Arizona 20. So they only have 5 teams allowing 20 or less.
But
you get to the back end, though, the bottom 4, Baylor 30, Colorado 30, West Virginia 30, Oklahoma State 39.
Boy, the train at Colorado fell off real quick.
And that's the thing is the bottom of the Big 12 is bottoming very hard.
But if you're a diehard fan of your conference, wouldn't you argue that the chaos in the Big 12 is more fun?
That's the thing. It's 100% more fun as a fan to watch it because the volatility, but the respect. But also we saw in the college football playoff, we saw both Tech and BYU both being right there, and Utah up there as well.
So with no love to the ACC, which I would kind of argue, I might argue the ACC has better teams than the Big 12 I don't know about those metrics that you pulled out, and we don't necessarily need to get into them.
No, they score.
But they score, and they seem like they have a lot of teams that are kind of juggernauts.
They have one team allowing less than 21.
It is...
It's who you think it is.
It's Miami.
It's Miami.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the rest of that conference is giving up 21 or more, and it's a big chunk of more anywhere between 21 and 30.
But I do think the college football playoff thinks Big 12 is a better conference. I mean, Big 12 gets in two teams, I think.
And maybe a... No, they'll get two.
If the Big 10 only puts in two...
Somebody's got to get in.
Oh, boy, if the Big 10 only put in two, they would S their pants. They would be so mad.
What you would need for that to happen is...
Well, USC's got to lose to Northwestern tonight. Oregon loses to Iowa.
I was going to say both those teams could win.
Then UW beats Oregon, but also loses to Minnesota, and SC would have to drop another one.
They would have to beat Oregon.
If they had a bunch of three-loss teams, and Indiana and Ohio State, they might only put in two.
Yeah, but if they have a bunch of two-loss teams, let's say...
Oh, they'll put in a third.
That's what I'm saying, but who would it be in that...
Well, there'll be enough tiebreakers for it, though.
In that triumvirate, because Oregon plays both USC and Washington, that's going to be the...
Oregon loses to SC...
Beats Washington.
Let's see. Oregon loses to UW, SC loses to Oregon, Oregon beats USC.
No, USC has to beat Oregon for this to get weird. That's what causes this to get weird.
And you know what? This might be a little off topic. It might derail us. Get weird.
Yeah.
I think the playoff committee deserves it.
Make them have to make the choice.
Make them have to actually make a choice and make them put their 10 toes down and be forced to answer to... You know, if
well, the networks, well, you can't do the networks.
If Oregon wins out, and let's say SC beats Oregon, but they blow out Iowa, it's a close loss to SC, they blow out UW on the road, and USC drops another one.
Well, USC can't drop another one, because otherwise Oregon's in.
But, I mean, what would happen if Oregon got put in over SC? Like, well, I could see that happen.
It would, because USC would, and they should, because USC would have three losses.
No, but even if they both had two...
No, if they both have two and USC beats Oregon, USC would get in.
Yeah. The concept of only two Big Ten teams would be insane.
I don't think so. I think they get three no matter what. Unless both Oregon and USC both dribble it down their leg.
I think that's also a little bit of like peeking behind the curtain, and we would all know.
Yeah.
Like if Oregon looks like garbage the rest of the way out but wins out, if USC looks like garbage the rest of the way wins out, UW looks like garbage but wins the rest of the way out, we're all going to know why one of those teams is in the playoffs.
Yes.
We're all going to know why.
It'll
be a money thing.
Flashing light.
Without a doubt. Yeah. It will be blatantly.
Meanwhile, I was sitting here going, what about us?
Herb Street, answer that. Okay. Yeah. You answer me that question.
When the SEC gets five or six.
Yes.
You're like,
yes.
Wait, what?
But, and then the Big Ten gets a third and one of them is a crappy two loss team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Explain that, Herbie. Mm. Pow.
Meanwhile, a three loss SEC team makes it in.
Well, that's going to happen. Ugh. There might be two of them.
Gross.
Let's dance around college football a little bit, as there might be some people on upset alert. Decent little slate this weekend. We'll try to figure out how I'm going to watch, and hopefully none of these good games are on ESPN. We'll just pull and pray, you know, like we did back in the day. 105.1 The Fan.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We'll get into a little bit of Blazer chatter as they head for a 5-game road trip starting this weekend. I'm sure, as you mentioned to me off the air yesterday, I bet you they might have left a little early for that road trip.
Look, you get down to Miami. You get down to Florida with a little day off and get to enjoy a little sunshine on a Friday night.
Have a nice Cubano.
Look, I'm just going to say.
Sit by the ocean. Maybe some swordfish.
Saturday night game in Miami, you definitely get down there early. And there's a reason why Miami has such a great home court record. L.A. and Miami, Friday, Saturday, Sunday games, their winning percentage, regardless of their team, is through the roof. It happens.
I wonder. I mean, even their fans don't even show up early.
It happens.
So we'll get to a little Blazer chatter to finish off the day. But I wanted to have some fun, take a peek around college football. There's a nice little slate this week. Nice little slate this week. Starts tonight. SC Nebraska.
Northwestern.
Sorry, Northwestern.
Nebraska is what I sweated last week.
I don't know, what is wrong with me right now?
It's the other Big Ten team that starts with N that nobody cares about. Oh, I'm sorry. I love Husker fans. I got a lot of buddies that are Husker fans. Sorry. That wasn't fair. That was rude.
Ouch. But starting tonight, SC Northwestern. Mm-hmm. That'll be a great game. I'm excited to watch that.
I hope not.
Nothing really else on the slate. I think it'll be.
I hope it's over very quickly.
Dude, old Northwestern. They're a little fickle little bitch these days, man.
They're fine.
We thought Indiana Penn State would be a great game. That is a bye.
Nope.
But the game of the weekend is the 9 a.m. kick on ABC, which I won't be able to watch because I don't have ABC and I don't have an antenna because that is stupid.
Yo, ho, ho.
We'll be on the high seas for BYU Texas Tech. Actually, I'll be watching. Is that game tomorrow? I think that game's
BYU
Sunday.
Tech?
No. I'm talking about the football.
Oh, yeah. Don't really stop that.
Well, I got to know if it's going to get in my – no, it's not in my way. That is a Sunday
doesn't matter. BYU Tech is a great game that you will be finding a way to watch.
Look, I know all of you hate to hear this, but Manchester City hosting Liverpool at 8:30 on
Nobody
Sunday is
cares.
the biggest game in the sports world
this weekend. It's not.
That's on Sunday, though.
Yeah.
BYU Texas Tech, great game. I have no idea who's going to win. I'm going to turn it on, flip a coin.
Tech is favored by 10.5.
That's insane to me.
That's a crazy line.
You got bad intentions.
Yeah, I just don't get it, man.
I don't get it either.
Maybe I'm nuts, but just I don't get that line.
Yeah, is that Herbie on the call? No, he's on. I think he's on Georgia LSU or Bama LSU.
Yeah.
It's not far from Texas Tech to the Cajun Gold Tigers.
You hop on the PJ and call it good.
I have no idea. But I'm just going to buckle up and watch that game. Mississippi State hosting Georgia could be a nice little trap game.
A&M Missouri. Good little game.
Poor drink. They're going to lose this game.
Navy Notre Dame, I know who I'm pulling for.
Dude, that's a sneaky game too, man. That's a really sneaky game. Navy had an outside shot at a group 6 spot. I think it's gone after their absolute bludgeoning by North Texas.
Well, if they somehow magically beat Notre Dame, they're right back.
Yeah, maybe. That might be one of the more quality wins of any of the G6 teams,
right? By the way, Notre Dame's favored by 27.5.
Ouch.
Yep, it's tough out here.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. Wake Forest, Virginia. Be on alert, Virginia. Be on alert.
Yeah, Wake's a weird team, man.
Dickert's got some things going on at Wake Forest, I think, which is really funny, dude. All my Cook friends, they hate Jake Dickert.
Because he left?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's the same thing with Jonathan Smith.
Welcome to Wazoo, like, dude. What do you expect?
Yeah.
I hate Cam Ward because he sucked at Wazoo, not because he left.
Good Lord, he didn't suck.
He did.
Your Coug-tinted glasses, he was very good.
John Mateer? Love John Mateer. Yeah,
Cam Ward was better than John Mateer was there.
A lot of stinkers from Cam Ward at Wazoo.
Okay.
He had River Craycraft, dude. Wes Welker.
If his ankle doesn't go sideways, he knocks off Oregon.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
You're right.
So, and then how are you feeling?
Not good, Bob.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go buy an antenna this weekend because Texas A&M Missouri's on ABC. I need that game. I need that game in my veins.
Yeah, I'm going to find a way.
Wake Forest, Virginia, not getting that game in my veins. No cow Bears for me this week.
Oh, yeah.
But my antenna will give me LSU, Alabama.
There you go. Yeah, you can antenna.
I'm going to go buy an antenna.
There you go.
That's what I have to do.
$10.
I have to go buy an antenna. But I need three of them.
You don't have to put them on every TV in the house.
I suppose I could just unplug it everywhere I go.
It takes 2 seconds.
You are underestimating the amount of lazy I am.
Clearly. To unplug an antenna and plug it in, goodness gracious.
I am so lazy that I don't even want to cancel YouTube and go somewhere else because that's a lot of work.
YouTube?
I know. Is that what did I? Why did I?
YouTube.
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 Because we go YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube.
YouTube. The emphasis was on the wrong syllable. It's tough out here. We talk for a living. It happens.
Asking, you don't get network TV on YouTube TV, not if it's owned by Disney.
Nope.
You don't get ABC.
If you have YouTube TV right now, you do not get ABC or Disney products.
Yep.
Which includes ESPN.
And ESPN Deuce and the SEC Network and the Longhorn Network.
Mm-hmm.
I got the B1G
ACC?
Network.
ACC Network too?
I think they are the ACC Network.
Well, I know they are, but I'm saying I don't.
Oh, yeah, no, then you don't get it.
Yeah, so.
No Disney XD?
Mm-mm.
For all the kid shows?
I'll miss out on Phineas and Ferb. Is that the name of it?
I wish I missed out on Phineas and Ferb.
Don't act like you don't know.
I know, it's Ferb, right?
It's Phineas and Ferb. Okay. It's a great show.
Well, that's his demographic.
There you go.
It's also my 9-year-old's demographic. A lot of big city greens in my house, too.
I still watch SpongeBob. I can't talk anything.
SpongeBob.
Never watched an episode of SpongeBob. I've just seen all the GIFs and all the memes and like little clips. Never seen. So two shows I've never seen an entire episode of. SpongeBob and The Office.
Missing out.
I know.
My wife doesn't let our kids watch SpongeBob. And I don't know why. I've never seen an episode. Mm. She doesn't have a good reason either. She's just like, they shouldn't.
I might be dumber because of it, but it's okay. Mm.
But are you like
I'm a child of Ren and Stimpy, so.
Yeah, exactly. Are you more like grotesque or vulgar because you watch SpongeBob? Are you more likely to swear or be mean to somebody or
not
assault somebody?
I think you just find the joke in everything because of it.
Mm.
Mm, yeah.
Seems like a good thing.
Like Rufio, we are a Bluey house.
Mm.
My house is a Bluey house. And I already gave the mouse a ton of money, dude.
Bluey's the dog?
Bluey's the dog. Okay. They're blue heelers. Their dad, Bandit, and Chili is their mom.
I'm kid show adjacent because I have the niece and nephew. So I have to be aware of what things are, but I don't have to be in tune so I know what to buy come, you know, birthdays and Christmas.
There's some good ones out there.
They're getting into the Harry Potter experience right now.
Ooh. My kids aren't there. They think it's scary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which makes me concerned that my kids are...
Well, the first two had a bunch of snakes and spiders in them, so I'm out on the first two, but the rest of them I'm all in on.
You ain't very anti-snake and spider?
Snakes and spiders, I'm out.
Snake and spiders, I'm out, but I'm the 16-year-old that dies in book four is fine in my book.
It was the dude from Twilight, so.
Yeah, nobody likes Cedric Diggory except for everybody.
It's my least favorite.
He was like
Batman.
The coolest kid in school.
Yes, thank you.
Least favorite Batman.
Thank you.
Ooh, well, I mean.
You would be pretentious enough to say that's the best Batman.
No. Okay. Michael Keaton for life.
I'm not mad at that. I'm going to go Bale, but I'm not mad at you.
I have Bale number two, but I have Pattinson three. I liked Pattinson.
I like Pattinson. I realize that, as I said, that Ben Affleck is existing as Batman.
That is true. Also, George Clooney. And R.I.P. to Val Kilmer.
I did like the George Clooney one.
He looked
like Uma Thurman.
Well, see,
yeah.
George Clooney is a great Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
He's a terrible Batman.
Yes.
Val Kilmer is an awesome Batman. Terrible Bruce yep. Wayne.
And I think that's where Bale nailed it.
Bale is the best. Well, and I would argue Michael Keaton, too.
Such a weird Mr. Mom being, you know.
Michael Keaton, such a weird actor.
It's a weird one. Also, somebody on the YouTube said Rick and Morty. Look, Rick and Morty and Archer are right down my... Those are my fall asleep shows. Because I've seen them all so many times that I won't pay attention.
My wife hates that I watch cartoons.
Mm.
Yeah. She's like, I watch cartoons all day with our children. Why am I going to do this again? And I'm like, smoke this. It'll change your mind.
What are you watching?
Here, hit this. Me, right now? Not cartoons.
No, no.
I'm in The Expanse, dude.
Yeah, you're binging that.
Yeah, I'm in season 3 right now.
You strike me as a guy that might like dabble in anime.
Not really. No, I'm not really an anime guy. I loved Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Okay.
And I watched Legend of Korra. Akira, I love that movie. But that's just because it's a quality movie.
When I had the hip surgery, I knew I was going to be down for a long time. I watched like 600-something episodes of Naruto. Because I needed something that, like, I was in bed for weeks.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need something that I could just click on, take my drugs, and just watch.
That's Futurama for me.
Yeah, yeah. That's up there, too.
Slowly getting through the new season.
There you go. Little things.
So, yeah, that college football slate. That's your breakdown of the college football window this weekend.
It happens. Mild scroll moment.
If you could throw a black ball.
I'm going to watch cartoons because I can't watch football. There you go.
We'll throw a black ball in this just for funsie. Mm. You got to pick an upset just to be a jerk about. Who do you want to win? I think I've got mine.
Oh.
Like, do you want the Citadel to take down Ole Miss?
No, no. It's Purdue to take down Ohio State.
Oh, that's a sexy one. Give me Syracuse, baby.
Who they got? Miami.
Cristobal.
Yeah.
You guys broke my heart, so I'm going to break your jaw. All right. I had Carson Beck as the best quarterback in college football. I had Miami as the best team in college football, and now they suck, and they won't make the playoff again, and somehow Cristobal will have a job.
I want Sam Tung to come in here on Monday and just go full DX with a big old suck it.
From Purdue.
Purdue, boiler up, baby, knocking off Ohio State. Then I wouldn't have to hear crap about Ohio State for the rest of the season.
Yeah, that would be pretty
good.
That'd
be great.
All right, when we come back, we'll get into a little Blazers as they get to the road trip and send you on your way for the weekend, but we'll toss it over to Casey with sports.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless, and if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, we'll send you on your way here shortly. We got a little bit of ways to go still. 503-864-6326. Is it possible the best sports game this weekend is on Sunday with the Timbers?
Followed up by, I'm wrong.
Nope.
I like it when someone's like, I'm going to ask a question. I know the answer is no, but could the answer be yes?
No.
That sounds like my marriage in a nutshell.
Mm. Asking a question, you know the answer.
Hey,
to?
Babe, you sure you want to ask? Yeah, I'll ask. She goes, all right.
It's more fun.
All right.
It's more fun to ask.
I'll let you ask.
It's always more fun to ask it. It may not be good, but it's more fun.
It may not be good, but it is more fun. Mm-hmm. That is true. That is true. I have to imagine, Danny, that road games are kind of your favorite sometimes.
Oh, yes.
Just to give you a little bit of a breather.
A little bit of a reprieve
so you don't got to get after
it. It's a much shorter day for me. To give everybody a little rundown here, I get to the arena at about 4:15. I'm not out of there until 9:30 to 10, and then I go do TV for an hour. So from 4-ish to 11, after I've already done 3 hours on air, it's just a lot.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of, you know, it's not quiet. It's a lot of just for 7 hours.
You're at the discotheque all day.
Yeah. So it's just like, so when I've gotten to where when I drive home, I turn everything off. No music, no podcast. Like my drive home now, it is pure peace and quiet. And honestly, it's helped me a ton fall asleep faster.
Oh, I bet.
Instead of like trying to like listen to a podcast on the way home, like, hey, want to see if anything else that I missed today for tomorrow kind of a deal.
You need jazz in your life.
I turn everything off.
I'm not supposed to promote other radio stations, but you need KMHD in your life.
Greatest
jazz station on planet Earth.
I just chill. If it's not just pouring rain, I'll crack a window and let the road noise come in.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, no. So when I see a road game, I'm like, because what I do is I just go to the studio and watch the game, and I get there usually like 5-10 minutes before tip-off, and then watch game. Let Blazers do their thing, do my show, boop, and I'm out of there. So it's like 3.5 hours, and I'm like, hell yeah, I love that.
Well, and the east to west swing is going to be in your benefit as the Blazers are on a 5-game road trip. They start in Miami on Saturday.
Game later than 5.
Saturday at Miami, Monday at Orlando.
I forgot about the Orlando game when I said it was the 5 games from back. I think it's only one against the East, but no, it's Miami and Orlando, which you normally do.
Wednesday against New Orleans, mm-hmm. Friday against Houston. Ooh, baby. Sunday against the Mavericks.
They will be favored in 4 of 5 games.
Really?
They'll be favored in 4 of 5 games.
They'll be favored over the Magic?
Magic, they're 3-5 or 3-6 right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I assume Houston is the team they will not be favored against. When you look at road trips like this, and it's kind of the first real road trip of the year, and you know, we keep yelling about sample size and stuff. Are we just looking to see how the team travels? Does this defense travel? Because it should.
Yeah,
defenses usually travel.
Defense is the thing that usually travels better than offense because, you know, legs get tired, but you still find a way to defend. And the shooting volatilities is something that's going to come out of this that I want to see. So if you look at how things have broken out for the Blazers so far this year, their leading scorer in their games, they have only gone through 3 guys. Denny,
Drew,
Jeremy,
Jamie.
Drew.
Yeah, okay.
Your leading rebounders have been 2, Klingon, Denny, Sharp. Their leading assists have been Holiday and Denny. So you know where things are coming from.
We know what we do here.
Your best player is Denny Avdia. your best bucket getter, so to speak, right now so far is Jeremy. Mm-hmm. And your connecting most valuable player kind of guy is Drew. And yeah. then you're getting other performances.
Your coxman, for lack of better terms. Yes. Your asset man.
So you know who you are. It's those three guys. On road trips, you need guys to step up. Against the Thunder, Wop stepped up, knocked down those threes. You're going to need Chris Murray to probably have a game. Mm. You're going to need Donovan Clingan to have a game. You're going to need somebody else. When somebody else doesn't have something, and that's where, you know, Blake Wesley being out until, you know, mid to late January sucks. Scoot being out till Christmas sucks. Mm-hmm. So those are things. Now, can Robert Williams have a game where he gives you, you know, 12 points, 8 rebounds? Can he give you a little juice, a little extra production? Can Chris Murray give you a little extra production? Can one of the deeper bench guys, CeeDee Sissoko, Ryan Rappert, Caleb Love, can they give you a little more bench production? Can Shaden have a game over 20?
Can Shaden shoot 50%?
That's what I'm saying. Like, can he have a good game? He has not had a good game yet.
And there's going to be some chances for that, too. I mean, I'm staring at that New Orleans game on this road trip.
Dumpster
like,
fire.
Like, please have a get-right game in that. You know, Dallas is going to be tricky on
dumpster
this road.
Fire. I mean,
well, but their defense is good, though.
Yes, their defense is good. Their offense is atrocious. That's the thing is about this road trip, you're going to play some unique teams. Portland has the second fastest pace in the NBA. You know who has the fastest?
The Miami Heat.
Yes. They are playing at a breakneck pace. They are going to be without Bam Adebayo in that game.
Ooh.
So.
A little lucky?
There's a little bit of luck there. New Orleans is going to be without Zion.
Shucks.
So that's another one there. Orlando, they look broken.
The Desmond Bane thing doesn't seem to be fluid right now.
He is not fitting in there because I don't think Paolo
and Toss the other night.
Well, I don't think Paolo and Franz fit together. I never have.
Oh, interesting.
I thought they needed to make a
choice.
You
have been on the record to say Franz was your guy over Paolo.
I trust Franz more than I trust Paolo, even though Paolo's more talented.
Yeah, his ceiling's higher.
There's something about Franz understanding who he is more. But, you know, that Orlando team is just, they have not been good. Now, they could just start humming along. Because they've got talent. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans is a dumpster fire. Houston is going to present some real problems. They're huge. And they, I mean, Amen Thompson, Kevin Durant, that's a nightmare.
They might be my pick out of the West.
No, it's OKC.
I know, but I just love.
Yeah. But as far as like.
I know everyone's taking OKC. I just like this Houston team a
they're
lot.
Good,
they
man.
Needed Kevin Durant, and they got literally Kevin Durant.
And Alperen Şengün is just, you know, he's a wagon.
Taking another step forward.
So, but Dallas has been a dumpster fire. So this is a trip that you don't want to sign. They should win X amount of games, but they probably should go 3-2 on this trip.
Yeah.
That's probably how they should go.
Maybe they sneak a 4-1.
Look, if they go 2-3, it's not, oh, God, it's the end of the world. But it depends on how. I want to see how they play.
All right, closing arguments is next. We'll get into that, call it a day, and send you on your merry way. This is 105.1 The Fan.
Wrap things up today. I got a question for you.
Oh, shoot.
Is this a good sports weekend?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Why?
NFL's in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
College football's in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact that the college football game I'm most looking forward to is the one that our jobs really want is a good sign. Timbers on Sunday.
We're not forced to watch a game. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes, we are not forced to watch a game.
It's
no.
a game that we, Iowa, Oregon,
it's a game
is a game
that
we want to watch.
Look, man, I have to watch Oregon, Rutgers, and
you're sitting there going,
yes, no, I get to. A little personal stuff, too, like I get Timbers on Sunday, and I get Liverpool, Man City on Sunday, but that's going to break my heart, I already know it. I think so, too. I'm really excited for, thanks, jerk. I'm really excited for this Northwestern USC game tonight.
Yeah, I'm not.
And that I just want to watch. And if it's gross at halftime, then I'm going to turn it off.
I hope it's one that in the first half, it's so over that I can go, we're good here.
Yeah, that'll do, pig.
That'll do, pig. There we go. Casey, babe, where does it rank all time for movies for you?
Is that the movie about the pig?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Maybe lower 100?
Okay.
Not up there.
What is it with being on that side of the glass? I don't get it. That'll do, pig? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing here.
Nothing.
Oh, dude, there's also Kansas UNC men's hoops this weekend. ESPN's telling me, like, you can't watch it, Patrick. They're literally looking at me and going,
oh, I can.
I know you can.
Shout out Synergy.
I know you can.
I have access to every college basketball game every basketball game in existence.
I am also really excited for this weekend. We don't have our kids. We don't have plans. So me and the wife just probably stick around, you know.
You have freedom, so you will do nothing.
Yeah. That's called being an adult, my friend.
Having the option to do nothing, sometimes nice.
I was telling Casey some stories earlier about some of these fan personalities here and things they got away with decades ago. I'm looking at you the night before Christmas. And he was like, what? Then you guys had to get old? That's not fair.
Right?
Yeah. We had to, man. We don't got a choice here, brother.
Babe came out in 95. I was negative six.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was about to say minus 10. Yeah.
God, the old of it all. I've mentioned this before. I'm the old guy on the beat now for the Trailblazers, and I do not like it.
I'm looking forward to aging.
When you get a bunch of youngs around you telling you that they read your stuff when they were 12 and 13 years old, not fun. Not fun. You know who you are. You can keep that to yourself. Don't ever tell somebody that you read their stuff when you were in junior high.
Yeah.
That one hit me hard. I was like, oh, dude, don't do that to me.
Yeah, somebody hit me up on Instagram and was like, dude, I remember when you used to play shows at the Coug. I was like, that was 15 years and a hair ago. That was a long time ago.
It's a hard pass, dog. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to getting old. I'm kind of trying to age gracefully. I need to get in a little better shape. But outside of that, my mind
is a shape.
My mind is in a good spot.
Your mound?
My mound. My mind is in a good spot. And
how do you feel mentally? Because mentally, I still think of like I'm 28 to 30.
Mentally, I'm a lot more patient these days.
Yes.
Which is huge for me because I was very impatient. Mm-hmm. My memory is starting to slip, though.
Dude, I used to remember every single person's name and now I lose them regularly. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It is tough. Yeah, the memory is weird. I'm trying to look into see how I'm going to fix that.
Mm.
And I might just not.
Drugs?
Well, the thing is every time I'm like at the store.
And ashwagandha?
Every time I'm at the store and I need to think about what I need for my memory, I never remember to think about it.
Nope. Dude, my notes app.
Forgetting to remember things is brutal.
I used to not use my notes app or my calendar. Now I put everything in my calendar.
But I don't know if I'd remember to look at it when I need to.
But if you put everything in there, you start doing it.
I'm just leaning on my wife. I'm an old lady.
Useful.
It's going to be kind of nice this weekend. I'm worried I'm going to have to go outside and do stuff.
I'm going outside to do stuff.
Yeah.
Golf. One last weekend.
I'm like 2 weeks away from having to pull out all the Christmas stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that.
I'm very excited, though, because it's kind of a disaster in my garage, and my garage needs a major overhaul. So I'm going to pull all the Christmas stuff out of my garage.
It's going to make some room, and then
it's going to make room, and then I'm going to start organizing. So when I put it back in, it will have a home.
There you go. I have buckets.
Because I have like my rafts over there, but my life jacket's on the other side.
Yeah, put it all together.
Some tools are on this table, but the other tools are on that table. I got a lot of like boxes and
I put it in this box because I don't want to deal with it box?
No, like I didn't live in my house for 3 months and then I had to unpack things and the recycling bin was always full. By the way, the recycling bin is never full now. Why is that? Why are we seasonal and all of a sudden I have tons of space? That's the garbage weird. Was yesterday.
Yeah.
And we didn't put the can out because we didn't need it.
Oh, see, it was yard debris for me this week. So this is a great time of the year now because you don't mow the grass again for 6 more months.
I know.
That's kind of nice.
I know my front lawn is nice, but I am going to have to deal with leaves. I got a nice couple nice Japanese maples in the front.
I don't have a tree on my property. That's not true. I have a tree on my property, but it's like 5 feet tall, so I don't have to worry about it.
Why only 5 feet tall?
Because it was just planted last year.
I have one of those Charlie Brown Christmas trees.
Mm.
It's fake, obviously. I think I'm going to bring it in for our table.
Are you pro fake tree in the house?
I have to because my wife's allergies.
Oh,
yeah, so
convenient.
I have no choice.
I am not.
I'm a real tree guy.
I have progressed to fake tree. I'm a fake tree guy. I spent the money, got a nice fake tree.
Look, they pay themselves off if you get a nice one. We have two trees because we're...
Like a real tree costs a crap ton now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $100.
We have two trees. One is like 10 feet tall.
Mm.
The other's like 6.
Okay.
Two different spots in our house.
Just Chevy Chase that thing?
Yeah, the big one is big.
You got to wrap it up, unbundle it, break some windows?
Yep.
Like it?
Yep.
There you go.
Man, we're already getting there.
I know.
We're already getting to Christmas decorations?
I know. I hold on as long as humanly possible.
I'm thinking about paying somebody to put up lights for me this year.
Kids need money, too. Hey, Casey, you need money?
Yeah, you want to put up lights in my house?
I would, but I'm terrible with heights.
Oh.
That's the thing. That's one of the things I'm losing as I'm getting old.
I'm terrible with ladders.
I'm really scared of heights now.
I'm scared of ladders.
Dude, you put me on a bridge in this town driving for a little minute, and sometimes I'm like, whoops.
A little queasy?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's tough.
Dude, there was one time, this might be TMI, there was one time I was coming home from, from the station. When we were down on the south waterfront, on the poop-filled Willamette. And I was on the Markham Bridge. And I don't know why, but I had this weird thought. I was like, dude, the human mind is so crazy. Cars are insane. I could just rear this thing really hard and go off the bridge and die. Then all of a sudden, I had this massive panic attack.
Wait, that's a rare occurrence for you?
But every time
I'm on a bridge, I have that thought.
Really?
I could just go right through this right now.
Danny, I think you need a couch.
How strong is that barrier? Would it stop? It stopped the car. Would it stop the truck?
The pickup truck coming home from the station again one night, doing the hot corner. It was night, and I thought I was going to break through the barrier on the Fremont lower deck. I literally, because I hit a patch of ice, swung around, did a full 360, and then I came dead on at the barrier on the left side,
your
so that'd be the west side.
Top.
Oh, dude, man, I drilled it, and I'm staring at the Willamette, just going like, my body loosened up. And I was just like, oh, no, this is it. Fortunately, that massive thing of concrete stopped my vehicle.
How much stoppage did it do to your vehicle?
Just kicked me back into the lane, and I just kept going forward. It, like, corrected me.
How damaged was the car?
Not bad at all.
Wow.
I know.
Look at that one.
I know.
So barriers, they do work.
Go with God.
There you go.
Is that what you say? That was about the closest to a religious thought that I had.
Tap the roof and be like, thanks, homie.
Whatever's going on, I'm gonna give you a fat shout out for that. I'm not sure what it is. I don't know if I believe that it was something of a higher being. I tend to not be one of those guys. But there was something that bailed me out right there. And you know what? It might have just been coincidence.
Yep.
It might have just been coincidence. Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Y'all have a wonderful weekend out there. For Danny Marang, that's Casey Smith. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.